This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Would you go consult their exes?
If it's a possibility, I would like to, but I think in most cases that's not a possibility.
It is possible.
Yes.
Why?
Al-Maghrib presents Q&A with Sheikh Waleed Bassouni.
Because that person has the most amount of information about this man or a woman, is the ex, so...
Would you trust these informations?
Depends on the character of the ex, I guess.
I mean, you don't know.
Because
I'm sure he's gonna... what if he said, oh, she's a terrible woman, she did that. I mean, I wouldn't take his word for it, too.
I would prefer to, and I would recommend...
And would you like to spend the rest of your life echoing in the back of your head what she said?
She might have said the truth.
Would you want to live that way? Like, always in the back of your head what she said about your husband, and you don't know if it's true or not.
If it is that much bothersome, I wouldn't marry that man. But I think I would definitely want to speak to the ex.
Okay, I give you a real scenario. This guy looks so nice, so calm. And she says, he used to beat me up.
Yeah, that's something, that information is valuable. So that's
There's no record of that.
But if the ex is saying that he used to beat me up, I wouldn't proceed. Because I trust the ex.
Okay, what if he tells you, actually, I never beat her up. She only made this up. Okay, and she said this, and the reality is she was a very abusive woman. She's the one who used to beat me up.
I don't think I'm going to risk my life for any man, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, fine, maybe he's telling the truth, but there are a million other men. I'm not going to risk my life.
She said to you that he loses when he gets angry.
Yeah, so those are important information. So I wouldn't go into that relationship. So that's why talking to the ex is important. I mean, if it's a possibility, in most cases it's not a possibility because...
Okay.
I think that, like, if you're going in with the assumption that it's your brother or sister in Islam and they're trying to give you advice from the good of their heart, I think, from my understanding, even after divorce, you're not supposed to speak ill of your ex-spouse.
I mean, that's...
I know you're not supposed to, but if you're going in with that intention, I feel like I kind of agree with her that I would want to speak to them because they did live with them and they did... have the most.
Would you do that personally or let someone else talk to them?
Maybe somebody else just to avoid drama.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, I agree with what they said that the ex does have some valuable information, but you always have to keep in mind that they are going to be biased in some way because of what happened.
Yeah. For example, maybe he really got angry one day out of 20 years of marriage, and he pushed her. But she make it sound like he beating her up day and night, or he slap her face. She might be, you know, exaggerating. It might be she hit him, he hit her back. You know, it might be. But she, because of the anger and the hate, it can be plural. So is that a possibility? Yes, it is possible. I mean, I'm just answering myself, yes or no, that's the both can be. She exaggerated, she's not exaggerating. So, one thing that you have to keep in mind, ex-husband, ex-wife, one thing I will look at it, at their divorce, if it's a nasty divorce or not. If it's a nasty divorce, I'll be more cautious in the information that I get from them because it's so toxic, it's so nasty. But if it's a very calm, very mutual relationship, she's a good one, he's a good one, then he told me something like, you know, he's stingy. Okay, I will take that more of the yes. But if it is no, something that is very nasty and is ugly and expected to be like, I'll take that with a grain of salt. I will be very cautious because this information can be distorted information, not pure. And one thing that you have to understand, I will always go to the exes if I couldn't also find out myself in a very good way, like very weird divorce. Like makes no sense to me why they divorce each other. That's maybe I will ask the ex why these guys get divorced. Don't ask too many questions. I don't want to share some of the stuff that I heard. It's crazy. The ask X is about so many details. It's crazy. Like, even to the personal relationships. That's just crazy. Just, you ruin your life. And one of the dangers of this is what? Pre-assumptions. Oh, so what she said is correct. And she starts always filtering your action or her action based on what you heard, and it's in the back of your head. You don't want to live like that. That will drive you crazy. So make sure that you be careful what you're getting yourself into. I'd like to end up with this activity you guys can do at home. I want you to, you know, have a piece of paper and write 1 to 5, you know, in every line. Or you might put a circle, and you put inside the circle shape. If you're a sister, you put a shape of a man or a figure, the sticky figure of a man. Or sisters, if you are a brother, then out of that circle, shoot out 5 different, you know, lines, and ask yourself these questions: what are the qualities you are looking for in your spouse? Write them down so you know what you want. And you might cross some. So if you have to choose only 5, what are these top 5s? Something I should look at, and maybe an exercise that you can do.